I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Flooding from Hurricane Melissa this week has killed at least 25 people in Haiti and left 18 others missing. Kate Michel with Radio 4VEH, Transworld Radio's partner ministry in Haiti, says while the storm battered Haiti's south, 4VEH's broadcast center in the north continues to operate. In times of crisis, Christian radio is both a practical and spiritual lifeline.
A lot of Haiti's people are living in very vulnerable areas. So they may be living in vulnerable housing that doesn't really withstand strong winds. They may be living on the side of a hill or mountain that when there's a lot of heavy rainfall, the streams just come flooding down the hillside.
Pray for rescue teams' swift response and for Christ's comfort over grieving families throughout the region. And today is Halloween. Are you trick-or-treating tonight? If you're a Christian, we're offering another perspective. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer says,
do Christians who believe in Jesus Christ, who are to have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, should we be involved?
Halloween's pagan roots date back 2,000 years. In the 8th century, the Catholic Church tried to Christianize the pagan holiday, but Halloween never lost its ties to supernatural darkness. And today, some occult members celebrate it as a high holiday.
There's an invisible war going on, according to the Bible, that's taking place until Jesus Christ returns. It doesn't matter if you believe that or not. When God says this is true, then you can know it's true.
In the war between Christ and Satan, there's only light and dark. Where do you stand? Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.